Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following announcement. We'd like to announce that the power outage issue has now been resolved and all systems are up and running as normal. The engineers were able to pinpoint the source of the problem, and it turns out that several small mice were living in the facility and chewed their way through insulation on the electrical cables. This in turn caused electric leakage, and our systems were subsequently shut down. We realize that this has been a terrible inconvenience for all of you, and we apologize for the delay. If you need to recover any lost data, please contact the system engineers in the technology department. They will assist you in this matter. Number 1. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 2. According to the announcement, what was the cause of the problem? Number 3. What should workers do if they have any problems? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, our morning workload is pretty heavy, and we don't want to be late for our demonstration at Preston Inc. this afternoon. Can you complete editing the promotion video for Equinox Inc.? They need it on Friday. And the new shoot for Winniston Cosmetics in our studio shouldn't last more than an hour or two. Go over the script once again and confirm the unedited video at once with the person in charge. Fred, I know you're an apprentice, but can you deliver the estimate to QSM Inc.? Show them all the details necessary for the price setting, you know, the memo, the photos, and so on. And don't forget your business cards and our new brochures.
Number 4. According to the speaker, what are they planning to do in the afternoon? Number 5. What kind of job does the speaker engage in? Number 6. What does the speaker mention about Fred? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to the Portland Museum of Natural History. We have special evening hours in the summer, so we're now open until 10 p.m. You are welcome to wander around by yourself or join one of our guided tours. Our tours begin on the hour at 20 past the hour and at 20 before the hour. In other words, the next one begins at 6 p.m., then at 6:20 and at 6:40. Tours are free, but monetary contributions are appreciated. You can also support us by shopping at our gift shop. 30% of the profits is donated to the museum. Our tours are English only, but we have museum leaflets in many different languages.
Number 7. Where would you hear this talk? Number 8. How often are the tours held? Number 9. How does the gift shop support the facility? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following news broadcast.
Good evening, listeners. I'm Vernon Steele, and this is the news for Friday, June 19th. Farley Motors' passenger vehicle, the Panthos, has been having some production problems. Company President Joan Mills has admitted that there have been some delays at the manufacturing plant due to a number of causes. Embarrassingly, some customers have been waiting up to 6 weeks for delivery of their vehicles. It's not all bad news. Reviews of the car in the media have been excellent, and sales numbers have continued to improve despite the holdups.
Number 10. Who is Vernon Steele?
Number 11. What is the news story about?
Number 12. What does the speaker mean when he says, "It's not all bad news"?
Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Hi, it's Will Brown from Pearson Advertising. Thank you for agreeing to come to our offices tomorrow to take a look at the new television advertisements we've produced for you. We'd like to get your opinion before we make the final edit. I should warn you that there's no parking in the building. We've rented a spot across the road for client parking. Spaces 1 through 4 are all ours, but I've reserved the one closest to the entrance for you. Please park there. I've asked the whole team assigned to your project to attend. If you need to reschedule, please give me as much warning as possible.
Number 13. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 14. Look at the graphic. Which spot does the speaker ask the listener to take? Number 15. According to the message, why might the listener contact Mr. Brown?